Wow. was exceptional. Darren Beedman is an integral part. In fact, trained Kemantari as a two year old,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's been good enough to join us on the line now. G'day, Darren.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. It was interesting. Glenn Schofield said last time Kemantari had a run in the Eskimo Prince, said this horse has got gears and I haven't used them yet. Did we see a few more gears from Kemantari yesterday?
Certainly. It was a completely different race yesterday, and he had to ride him probably out of his comfort zone early, and we knew that he had the speed to be able to do it, but it was just a matter of throwing the balls up in the air and hoping that he'll just, you know, drop the bit when he does, have to sort of come back and get him back on the bridle. And look, he's the type of horse that, as Glenn said, when he came back, he asked him for an effort, and then when he asked him to relax, he just comes straight back underneath him. And, you know, that they're the type of things that you need, you know, in those big races where you have to probably do something a little bit out of the ordinary you know, to get the job done. So I think if he was ridden in his normal racing pattern yesterday, it would have been very hard for him to beat, given that he probably would have been three deep, no cover.
Yeah, it must give you a lot of confidence, Darren. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. That he could do that yesterday, as you said, be ridden outside of his comfort zone and still be so dominant, because his Warwick Farm win, we know, was explosive first up, but there was a little arrogance yesterday about that win.
There was. You know, when he turned for home, it was hanging there with bated breath at the 300 to see whether he would change gears, and he did. And it was comforting to see that he put away some very, very nice horses pretty comfortable.
Mm. That spell over the winter, I think you were involved in this decision, Darren, that the spell over the winter as opposed to going up to Brisbane, do you think that's also paying dividends now for Kemantari?
Definitely. I think, like, as a two-year-old, he was a neat horse, but he wasn't a robust type of horse. And the trip away, sometimes it can do him the world of good mentally, but physically he just probably wasn't there. And, you know, the Lonro breed, if you look after them, they just seem to get better and better and better as they get older. And, you know, having in view that if he was ever going to travel, he was probably going to go to Melbourne for the spring for the Guineas. So two quick trips, you know, would have probably just taken a toll on him. But he's you know, when you've got a horse of this calibre in your yard, you know, I'm sure, you know, James and all the team, they're pretty excited. You can feel the buzz, you know, when you go back to the stalls there and the strapper, you know, after the race, and all the staff, and, you know, have a horse, you know, with brilliance like that, it, you know, makes getting out of bed a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah, it must be, as you said, exciting times. And, of course, you've got Elise as well, and the way their programs are structured, they're racing on alternate weeks at the moment. She's running next weekend in a Group 1, the Surround. There's some talent amongst the Godolphin three-year-old division this season, Daz.
It is. It's to have, you know, a colt of this calibre and a filly of you know, one of each. You know, it gives you a few more options, and then, you know, where you can go with them. So no, it's very, very exciting for the team.
Can I ask you about the two-year-old race yesterday, Darren? And I'll ask you to wear two hats. One, the Godolphin hat. Gong's third, but a distant third. Thoughts on the performance? And secondly, as a former Golden Slipper winning jockey, two-time Golden Slipper winning jockey, the race that we saw unfold between Sunlight and Esther Jubb.
Well, Gong's, like, really, she wasn't really ready for that. At that harder run,
right.
Even, you know, the speed of the race that they went, I think they just burnt the turf from 100 metres after the start, every furlong, and really took her out of her comfort zone, which was probably a hard run for her, given that she'd only had the one trial going into it. But in saying that, you know, she was competing against horses that had that it had race fitness on a side. But look, you know, Glenn didn't knock her about. He you know, got into the position that he got her into, you know, the third placing without taxing her too much. But, you know, those two fillies that went, you know, head-to-head down to the wire, two outstanding fillies. Mm.
Yeah, they were. Darren, Melbourne yesterday, I know James was down there. Hartnell's performance in the Peter Young, he boxed on okay, but what was your take on that?
Yeah, I thought, and James was really happy with his effort. Because he did come back to Sydney after his first up win, and he said he probably just did a little bit too well for, you know, in between runs, and back to Flemington, which is a track that he really excels. It's going to give him every chance to probably, you know, finish close, or if not, you know, get over the top of a horse like Gala Chop and Single Goes. Like, they're two outstanding gallopers. Mm. But look, he's been a war horse for us over the years.
Yeah, no, he's a very popular horse, and he did run well again yesterday. Darren, the Godolphin Royal Blue is having a great trot, yeah. And I hope it continues right through the autumn. Thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations again yesterday with Kim and Tari.
Good. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Dan.